So in Shai Dalet, Perek Yud Gimel, we discuss the fact that this is maybe the shlemus of the Bria. When a person learns Torah properly, they are actually being maybe the shlemus of the Bria. The Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes complete when we learn. Why is that? Because, like we said before, the purpose of creation was for us to come close, to get a knowledge, to understand the Darkei Hashem. So Hashem created the world in a way that the more we go into it, the more we look at it, the more we can understand and get closer to Him. And that's why He made such a chokhmah in the Bria. That, right? The chokhmah in the Bria is unbelievable. How every single part of the Bria talks to each other. And the Rambam says, you can look in the Bria and see Hashem. But he also says that there's one other way to find Hashem, which is even stronger than looking into the Bria and to looking into creation, is to looking into the Torah itself. And when a person looks into the Torah and a person is learning the Torah, that's mashlim, the kavana of the whole Bria. That completes and brings together the purpose of the entire creation. So that's what it means, because now a person is doing what Hashem put you here for, to come to know Him. Furthermore, we said the simcha that one gets from brings to Hashem from learning is similar to a simcha, like we said last time, is when a person learns, especially when a person learns with a little bit of effort to try to understand things a little bit more, to make chidushim and to make something a little bit come, you know, create some new Torah, like we said. So that's like the simcha of a parent marrying off the child. But it's not enough to marry off the child. You want the child to have children. So now the next generation, so that's, we're married to the Torah. But then it's not enough to be married. You have to create those children of the Torah, of the chibur, of the connection to Torah, which is the chidushim, which is the expansion of Torah and all that. And like I said, you go into sfarim stores, there's constantly new sfarim being put out, and all that's part of this ribuy of Torah. So it's
someone who just learns Torah but doesn't come up with chidushim. He just learns.
So that's great, but you don't have this thing that he's saying about chidushim. Chidushim, now remember, I already mentioned it once, but I'll mention it again, that chidushim, we studied this with Moises today, that chidushim does not mean something that was never said before. It doesn't mean like I have to come up with something that was never said before, because it's possible if it was never said before, there may be a reason for that. But the idea of chidushim is that Torah is given on two levels. There's the level that one can understand it just by reading it. So a person conquered that level. I read it. Okay, I know the storyline. It's like, you know, you read Navi. I know the storyline, you know, Yeshua did this and Shaul Amel, I know the story. Okay. But then there's the going the depth, going deeper. You only can go deeper if you put forth effort. You can't sit back on the couch, you know, and expect to you know, that it's not gonna, you'll get something, and it's called Torah, no question. You have a lot of what we talked about. But this point of Chidushim, you need to study it, you need to work a little bit on it. So that which a person can only reveal through working on it, that is a chidush to him. So that which is revealed to the person through the extra amelut of learning, that is the chidush of Torah, and that's what he's talking about. This, by the way, I'm not making up. This actually is Reb Chaim Volozhiner himself writes this in a different place. The chidush of Torah is something which a person brings out through a little bit of extra effort in the Chazanish and others. So that's what that means. So you don't have to worry if, you know, you never wrote a sefer of Chidush Rabbi Kiva, you know? So it doesn't matter. You don't have to write Chidushim. You have to understand things a little bit deeper than meets the eye, you know? So let's say you have a question on the Rashi. You learned the Rashi in this week's parasha. Okay. So you learned the Rashi and you had a little bit of you didn't really get it. So you have two choices. Okay, there's another Rashi, next pasuk. So I didn't get this one, I'll get the next one, right? Or you could spend the extra 5 minutes rereading it and trying to get it a little bit more clearly. Or you understood it, but you had a question. I understand the Rashi, I know what he's saying, but it doesn't fit with a different Rashi. It doesn't really flow in the pasuk. There's something that it doesn't fit with, right? So you could choose to shelf that question and go further, or you could choose to analyze that question a little bit. That difference is Chidushei Torah. That analyzing it a little further, deeper than the simple reading, that's the Chidushim that we're talking about. Okay? So why? Because that's an effort that that it's not there for everyone to attain. You have to show a certain commitment to the relationship, right? So it's the same thing. People, if they're not committed to the relationship, then they're not investing into it, right? If a person is committed to the relationship with the Torah, so now I'll invest, I'll put forth a little more effort. And the fruit that comes from that, that's the Chidushei Torah. Okay, so that's what Hashem is waiting for. Now, that brings the Simcha to Hashem. In the Perek Yudalid, so basically Perek Yudbeis, Perek Yudgimel, and Perek Yudalid, he's just straight quoting Ma'amarim from the Zohar HaKadosh, straight from the Zohar, explaining a lot of these concepts about the greatness of Torah and the joy that Hashem has when we are learning Torah. So it's beautiful language, obviously, it's the Zohar. So, you know, not much more I can add to it, more than just reading the Zohar itself. So I'm going to read a paragraph or two, okay? So in Perek Yudalid, he says, V'gam ha'olomois v'habrios kulam, the entire creation, him oz b'chedvasa yiserta. When a person is learning, they are very joyous. V'nihirin miziv ha'ora elyon. They are actually benefiting from the light, which is released when one learns Torah. Because the light, this is what we were learning earlier today, the light of the Or HaGanuz, the light of creation, Hashem took back, it says in Chazal, he took it away. Where did he put it? He put it inside the Torah. And when one person releases the Chidushei Torah, it releases that light into the world. So a person is actually creating light. It's coming from the shorish of the Torah. Like it says in the sixth parak of Avos, that Torah is mesameach es hamakom, mesameach es habrios. It's mesameach people. It brings joy to people and brings joy to even Hashem. V'chein amra ha-Torah, and the Torah itself said, ve'eya sha'ashuim yom yom. Okay, now, there's a pasuk that's brought down, actually, in Pirkei Avos. If you ever paid attention, the pasuk in Pirkei Avos says that two people, she'yoshvu, that sat, ve'ein b'neihim divrei Torah, they don't have Torah between them, it's like they ate mizivchei mesim. It's not good. But shenayim she'yoshvu v'yesh b'neihim Torah, Shechina Shuria b'neihim. If there is Torah between them, the Shechina is there. Shenemar, as it says in the book, is Oz Nidbiru Yirei Hashem Isha Reyehu. When two people speak in Torah, V'yashkshev Hashem V'yishma, and Hashem brings them the Shechina. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner actually in Ruach Haim, which I think we probably learned this Mishnah Maimon like a year ago. So it says he asks a question on the pasuk, and here it's the Zohar himself asks the question. If you would say two people are talking to each other, what would you say? You would say, Oz dibru ish el achiv. Each one spoke. It doesn't say that. It says, Oz nidbru ish el yireyu. Nidbru is the reflexive kind of, right? It's each one was spoken to by his friend. Nidbru, they became spoken. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, because it's not enough to do the talking, you also have to do the listening. You have to be willing to learn from your friend. So when I'm talking to you and you're talking to me and I'm interested in what you have to say and you're interested in what I have to say, that brings the Shechina. That's how he understands. So it's very nice. It fits very nicely into the pasuk. Oz nidbiru isha yirei. When each person was spoken to from his friend, right? It's very good. But the Zohar asks this question. What does it mean, oz nidbiru? So the Zohar says, my nidbiru, ela, it should have said dibru, so I think what he's saying is that the Torah itself is spoken to when we learn. Why? Because when one person learns, the Torah itself now is the recipient of all this extra Kedusha that you are injecting kind of and letting the Torah release it. So it's like the Torah is kind of the recipient over here. So that's the Nidbaru. It's because the Torah is waiting for us to learn it. So when we finally learn the Torah now is being spoken to, so to speak. The Torah is saying, it's like we're saying to the Torah, I'm here for you. I want to release the light that you have. So I think that's what the Zohar is saying. Okay. Az Nidbaru Yirei Hashem. Oz dibru mi boile, my nidbru, ela nidbru le'ela mi kol inun resichin kadishin. V'chol inun chayolin kadishin, they are receiving a hashpa from from all above. Then he says, "V'chol eis sh'adam oisek u'mizdabek bokeroi," and when a person does learn properly, Chazal say, "Hadvarim smeichim kinesinasan besinai." The words themselves of Torah are as happy as they were at the day that they were given at Sinai. The day that the Torah was given at Sinai was not just happy for us, and it was not just happy for Hashem. It was happy for the Torah itself. The Torah itself is here. Wow, now the Torah is going to be studied. So the Torah itself had a simcha to it. So Chazal used these words, that when a person learned properly, the words themselves had a simcha to them. Like it says in the Zohar, Zota Torah, Tochazi, come see, Milin de Eraisa Kedishon, the Heilaga, the holy words of Torah, Ilun Inen, Stimon Inen, Mesikin Inen, they are hidden but sweet. Kama de Ksiva Nechmad Mizav. Now, what it says here is that, here he explains, Vatam. So he says something very important over here. Okay, well, this is actually very, very good Dvar Torah for Shavuos. Okay, so you could use this. It says Hatam, the reason for this is Shekemo Be'ez HaMayim Ad HaMekudosh, just like at the time of the great Ma'amad Har Sinai, Nit Dabuku Kaviyachol B'Diburo Yisbarach. We became so close to Hashem's words that it became part of us, right? Kein Gam Ata, so too now. You think it was a one-time event? You think it was a one-time thing that we got Torah at Sinai? Kein Gam Ata. Every moment, that person learns Torah, he is now connecting to like a new Sinai. Because again, we are hearing it straight from Hashem. Okay? So, and this, by the way, has halachic ramifications. It sounds like a great Musar Vort, right? That, wow, every time you learn, it's like a new Har Sinai. It's not just a Musar Vort. There's actually a halacha to this. The halacha in the Gemara in Megillah says that a person in those days, when in the first, was not allowed to learn Torah sitting down. You have to learn standing up. But since the generations came weak, they allowed you to sit. But originally, you have to learn sitting down. Rav Vosner, one time, they recorded the conversation. I heard the recording. Rav Shmuel Vosner, right? The Baal HaShevet Talevi from the Gedolei Ador Netzer. He came one time to visit Rav Eliashiv. Okay? And that Rav Vosner and Rav Eliashiv, when they were first married, were in the same kolo in Yerushalayim. Okay? It's a pretty good track record for that kolo. So they were in the same kolo in Yerushalayim. And Rav Vosner said to Rav Eliashiv, and then they looked into it and they found out, and he says, remember those days that you used to stand up the whole Seder? So Rav Eliashiv turns out that when he was in Kolel for the first like 15 years, he never sat down while he learned. He stood up. They never really knew that because it was like 80 years ago, but you know, he was like 100, you know? And like once he got a little older, he stopped, but he was a little older for like 60 years, for like 40 years, you know? He was like, so, that was the halacha. So where does that halacha come from?
The halacha was they had to stand when learning Torah?
Yes. That's a Gemara in Brachot and Gemara Megillah.
And the rabbis...
The rabbi said that since we're a weak generation, so they allowed it to pass.
Oh, I guess, so what about lying down and learning on the sofa with your feet up and all
that? Yeah, so I don't know if that, you know, so as my kids would say when I take a safer, you know, go to the couch, you're like, you know, you may as well just go to bed, you know, you need a pillow, we're not a safer, you know. So the, it wasn't just as a respect for the Torah, is because since at Har Sinai, the halacha was that they could only accept the Torah while standing. And every time we learn, we're reenacting Maimon Har Sinai. Therefore, halachically, you have to do what they did. And more than that, you know, there's a concept of Tevilas Ezra. They're not supposed to learn unless they go to the mikvah first. Right? If a person has a tumah of keri, so they're not allowed to go to the mikvah. Theoretically, they're not allowed to learn until they go to the mikvah. So that was called Ezra. So where does that come from? So the Gemara says same thing. Because since at Har Sinai, everyone had to separate from their wives because they were not allowed to be tome at the time of Kabbalah Satorah. So too now, a days, even every time we learn, we have to retain that at that level of Tahara. So you see that this concept that he's saying, that we're reenacting the Sinai, that the connection that we have with Torah every time we learn it is really connecting to Sinai, to the same level of simcha that they had then, really is true in halacha perspective also. There's halachas to that. So that's the level that we attain every time that we interact with the Torah. Okay? So that's that. Mr. Shem, this is very good pre-Shavuos material. It worked out very well. And Mr. Shem, we'll continue next week.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good Shabbos, everyone. Good to see you.
Shabbat shalom.
Alex, good to see you.